The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, is due to address the Dáil in the coming hours over the continuing controversy surrounding his election expenses. Businessman Michael Stone released a statement this morning saying he had provided further assistance of vans and six men to put up posters during Minister Donoghue's 2020 election campaign. Mr Stone said that the Minister was unaware of this. Speaking on his way into Cabinet, the Taoiseach defended Pascal Donoghue and repeated his belief that the Standards in Public Office Commission was the only way to get to the bottom of this expenses, election expenses issue. Well, let's talk now to Labour's Jed Nash, who joins us from our Dáil studio. So we have this statement, Jed Nash, from Michael Stone this morning, confirming that he did provide assistance in the form of vans and men to put up posters in the 2020 election, but that he incorrectly told Minister Donoghue that that wasn't the case when they spoke about this last week. So what were your other questions that Pascal Donoghue should be answering this afternoon?
Well, that's what Michael Stone says, and I'm pleased that the Minister has provided us with the opportunity to have a Q&A session this afternoon, because there are a whole host of questions from the 2016 expenditure returns that go unanswered, and now we have this grenade thrown into the mix by Mr Stone earlier on today. So whatever way we look at this, Brian, it's really unedifying for Fine Gael. It's been a very bad week for politics, and with Mr Stone's statement earlier on today, we now know one very significant thing, and it is that Minister Donoghue has broken the electoral rules not just once but twice. And one request I'll be making of the Minister this afternoon, if he is determined to make a clean breast of this, is for him to return the value of the donation that Michael Stone gave to him in 2016 and 2020, give that back to him. Make that very clear to the Standards of Public Office Commission that that's what you are doing, in order to make a clean breast of this. The Minister himself sets high standards for himself. He is somebody who I know has valued integrity since he entered public life. And this will be a test now this afternoon. And one way that he can address this comprehensively is to preempt, in some ways, the adjudication that I believe the Standards of Public Office Commission are going to make. And that is that the determination that the resource that was provided to the Minister in 2016 and now in 2020 is in fact a corporate donation to an individual candidate and not a corporate donation made to a party. The thresholds are very, very different. Okay. And it seems to me, and I've been saying this since this issue first broke, Brian, that there has been a degree of re-engineering and retrofitting of the facts here to present a particular narrative because of the thresholds that apply to declarable interests.
But in terms of Michael Stone's involvement in the 2020 election, there's a clear issue here in relation to what Pascal Donoghue was or wasn't told. And if I can quote from Michael Stone's statement, he says, in December 2022, Pascal asked me whether I had provided such help with the 2020 election. I mistakenly believed that I had not and told him so. On Wednesday, the 18th of January 2023, that's last week, I again confirmed to him my mistaken recollection. So how can Pascal Donoghue be culpable of failing here when he was given incorrect information?
Well, this is what Mr. Stone says, and we look forward with great interest to establishing the precise position from the Minister on the Dáil record later on today.
But you've no reason to doubt Michael
Stone,
important. Have you reason to doubt him?
Well, I think it's important that when you're examining and interrogating any issues that you get both sides of the story. And the Minister now is not just accountable, of course, to the Standards of Public Office Commission for the declarations that he made in 2016 and indeed 2020. And we need to establish as well when he's going to actually amend the 2020 declaration. But he's also accountable to the Dáil as a Minister and as a TD in terms of his performance as Minister for Reform and his responsibility for all of this. Remember Mr Stone as well. I think, you know, this is very important, and we shouldn't lose sight of this. I mean, attempts made by Fine Gael and by others to downplay the significance of this. And I'd much prefer, Brian, to be talking to you today about homelessness in my constituency. I'd much prefer to be talking about issues to do with, you know, young children and adolescents who require mental health supports. Yeah. But, you know, the Minister's created a rod for his own back. He could have addressed this last week. He didn't do that. Right. Mr Stone, you know, I think Fine Gael has questions to answer here, because Mr Stone has donated either to candidates or Fine Gael as a corporate body a total of almost €5,000 over recent years. And that is significant. That's not the modest help, and I used the quote that he used himself earlier on. Not modest help to any political party. That's a significant donation from a wealthy individual.
We shall hear more, no doubt, this afternoon. Jed Nash, Labour's spokesperson on finance. Thank you very much for that.